Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to orientate you to the physical layout of the iPad itself. We'll unlock the screen, see what the voice sounds like, and then lock the screen again in this particular demo. So I've got the iPad in my hand. This one is the Wi-Fi 3G 64 gig version. And what we'll do, we'll go around the outside of the iPad first on the edges, and then we'll do the front and the rear face. So the top of the iPad on the left hand side, just in a little bit, is the earphone port, and just near there is also a hole for the internal microphone, I believe. On the right hand side of the top edge, again just in a little bit from to the left, is the power lock button. If we come to the right hand edge, again just below the top, is the orientation switch. When it's in the up position towards the top of the iPad, it's unlocked. When it's down, it's in the orientation lock position. Below that is the rocker for volume up and volume down, the top being volume up, the bottom being volume down. The rest of that edge is completely smooth. Down the bottom edge of the iPad, right in the middle, we have the 30-pin connector port. To the right of that are three holes, which is the speaker grill. And then the rest of the edge towards the left is again smooth. If we come to the left-hand edge, about the third of the way up from the bottom edge is a hole. And just above that hole is the mini SIM card tray. So what you basically do is, in that little hole beneath the tray, you stick in a SIM ejection tool, and that pops out the SIM tray, so you can slip in the mini or the micro SIM to operate the iPad, in this case as a 3G version. The rest of the edge towards the top of the iPad is again smooth, no other ports on there, and then we're back to the top again. So basically, top, left, earphone port, right, power lock, right edge, top, orientation switch, beneath that, volume up and volume down, bottom edge, middle, connector port, to the right of that, speaker grill, left-hand edge, towards the bottom, is the mini or micro SIM tray with a little hole to stick in the ejection tool to get the SIM tray out. The front of the iPad is a glass screen, and right down the middle bottom is the concave button, which is the home button. If I now flick the iPad over and I'm looking at the back face of it, right in the middle there's a smooth cutout logo, which is the Apple logo, and right at the top on the back there's actually a plastic insert, which is to allow the antennas such as the 3G in the iPad to pick up signal. So on a Wi-Fi version that would just be straight aluminium, but on the 3G version it's a plastic insert. So I'm going to turn it over back to the front face, and it really does feel like you're holding a glass aluminium backed picture frame in your hand. For size, I won't go too much in dimensions and weight. It's reasonably light, 680 grams, 9.7 inch diagonal screen, but basically I like to say it's about the size and slightly less than an A4 sheet of paper. So I'm actually going to unlock it by pressing the power lock button on the top right hand side.
840.
And of course, everyone knows this is the iPhone software running in this system. So I'm going to tap my finger down to the home button, and I'm going to go up and slightly to the right.
Unlock version.
And I'm going to do double one finger, double tap to unlock the iPad.
Contacts. Double tap to open.
And we're on contacts. Just to give you a quick demo of VoiceOver, if I do a two-finger swipe down the screen, it'll start VoiceOver reading the icons on the iPad. And then to stop it, I'll just do a two-finger touch on the screen. So, two-finger swipe down.
Unlock contacts, calendar, maps, videos, photos, notes.
And two-finger touch stops it reading. And then to lock it again, of course, we go to the top right-hand side and press the power lock button.
Screen locked.
And that's the orientation to the iPad. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.